Welcome back to the All Man Podcast, where I am Wayne, and I like to say right now that if we friend, my friends are not your friends if we're in a relationship.
Oh, my name is Tony Davis. You really hear me say that in the opening only because I did not know that, Brother Wayne.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Brother Tony.
Lord.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah.
This is M. Andrew, the brand.
Hey.
I really like for my friends to be my lady's friends and to know my lady's friends.
Well, good for you.
I'm not married.
This is going to be interesting. Okay.
Good for you, brother. Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we are defining masculinity in the modern day world. Again, this is Wayne speaking, and we're just going to have some conversation, as we usually do, about how you should approach certain relationships. And quite frankly, I have a little bit of... I'm going to object to a little bit of your thought for a moment. I don't really understand... Why would you want to be friends with your... I mean, like, by association, that's cool, but are you automatically just saying, like, hey, bring your friends over so we can have dinner? It's like that? Like, right off?
Not right. Of course it's not right off. You got to figure out who you
are. But some people are like that. That's what I'm implying.
No. I'm saying, I mean, you got to have a rapport, but, like, especially her lady friends, I just need to know that because I need spies sometimes. Like, not in a bad way, but, like, if it's her birthday... Like, yo, well, I need to get this girl for her birthday because I've been racking my brain. You need those allies.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be tight. Like, we're not going to be tight.
I feel like...
I just need to be able to reach out to them for that. Like, I'm not going to have their phone numbers, but I can hit them.
For, like, emergencies?
I'll probably hit them on Instagram.
I don't feel like you're that guy, though.
What you mean?
I feel like you would already know what your lady wants.
No,
like, I feel like you would be like, babe, that bag you were looking at, I already got it.
Sometimes, like, you just don't know. So, like, and for me, also, again, I think that you don't just marry into a relationship, or you don't just end up in a relationship. You end up with those people's friends, because, like, if I'm dating a chick and especially if she's a social person, and I know there's gonna be motherfuckers in my house, I need to know who's gonna be in my house.
Okay. Now, granted, I completely understand that. You know what I'm saying? Completely understand that. Yeah. I just think that approaching certain relationships, whether you're in a platonic or monogamous relationship, what you befriend your spouse's or significant other's friends or not, I think it's definitely some etiquette to that, do's and don'ts, if you will. One in particular is like, for instance, like, Tony likes to talk about my wife and how attractive she is, Francis. And which is completely fine. I mean, nobody wants to be with anybody who's not attractive.
True.
But, like, true that. If he was like, hey, so me and your wife are going out. And I'd be like, oh, okay, cool, I guess. Like,
oh, he can still take her out?
I'm like, where y'all going?
Damn.
We're just going to have coffee. I just want to pick her brain for some stuff. You know,
that's how you know that's the first date.
It's not a first date.
By definition, from what we just previously talked about on last episode. Hey,
fuck y'all, man. Listen, my loyalty. You have hierarchy. My loyalty in defense of Tony Davis. Fuck you. In defense of Tony Davis, my loyalty is to my brother first. I love his wife. I love the family. I've met the family.
Right.
But in this term of, you know, hanging out, I have her number.
Hey, Wayne. Don't trust that nigga.
But that's why we have those conversations.
I'm going to tell you like this, though.
Like, but for real.
Does something feel funny?
For real, though.
Hey, check it
out. For real, though.
Hey, Raymond. Right.
Cut this nigga right here. But that's why those conversations need to be had, because some people have a problem with. Some people even have a problem with their own significant other commenting on pictures on Instagram.
Nah, I will.
For their friends. It's kind of like, so where is the line drawn? Like, how do people differentiate what they're going to be cool about and what they're not going to be cool about? Like, what's the do's and don'ts? If you're dating somebody, I've heard it's gone as far as this. Like, recently I was having a conversation with somebody and they was like, yeah, I'm dating this guy. And, you know, we cool or whatever. I really like him. And we were saying something. And I was like, what about his social media? Because she was saying something about communicating with him. And I was like, you be in his DMs or something? She was like, oh, no, I don't follow him. I was like, what do you mean you don't follow him? She was like, oh, no, I feel like it's too early for me to follow him. I'm sorry, what?
Who does this? <Yeah. laughs>
Wait, y'all saying y'all pre... Well, not you, no way. But you say you kind of learned about the chick by social media.
Yeah, y'all are listen.
Hang on, man. What if it's private?
I feel like Mike is like
not smart if they're not. If they're
Michael
not.
Andrew is like y'all niggas out here wilding. Listen,
that motherfucker like that nigga like Jason Bourne and shit. Reconnaissance and shit. What you about, bitch?
Yeah. If you smart, you gonna do recon on the chick.
What if she got? What's she private?
You can request it.
I don't request.
Are you going as far as getting the homie to? You giving the homie the nudge, like, yo, go follow her.
Hell no, because I don't trust my homie. No, them niggas ain't shit. No, I'm saying, like, dudes miss out on a lot of opportunity when they don't check the chick. Like, I need to know personally if you're on your IG, your Snap. All that time, like if I've just seen 30 snaps,
right?
I've seen 40 Instagram stories and like, and you posted on, like, you need to be in your life. Now you ain't need to get a life, you just need to be in your life because you too busy posting. But it's also like, it gives me good insight into how you move. So if I'm dating a chick, I don't gotta ask who you are, let me go check your feed.
Good point. But what if her feed got your homeboy in it?
I just need to go check your feed. You can get home and them doors might be locked.
Babe,
my key isn't working.
Am I at the wrong house?
Oh, yeah.
That's how you feel?
Babe, my key ain't working. If you're in the... See, I need dudes to start acting... I need my homeboys to start acting like female friends. Yo, fam, I saw your girl out at Opium.
I'm so glad you said that.
What's popping? Yo, so, did you know she was out at Opium? Nah, bro. Appreciate you.
Are you my brother's keeper?
Yes.
Are you my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am.
And a lot of people, that's a reference from, you know, of course, the classic New Jack City. But it speaks volumes to the relationships that you have with your people. Because if you really out there with your people, and you my homie, you my brother, you my people, like, are you putting me on the shit that's going on? Like, are you saying, like, are you doing the reconnaissance in the club? Like, the bitch was in bottle service. Mm. I don't know them niggas. You don't know them niggas. What's going on, my G? Hit me back as soon as possible. Like, call me, nigga. Like, are y'all doing that? Like, and this is exactly why I wanted to talk about that point earlier about befriending your spouse or your significant other. Because now, who do you have the alliance to? Who do you have the alliance to?
I don't know that bitch.
That's what you said.
But you said that the first time. Right. You might be friends.
No, I'm saying again. So my homegirl gave the best explanation. She said, I'm friends with you because we're friends. I'm friends with this person. So mm-hmm. I'm friends with B because I know B. B and B is tight. But C, I don't know that name.
Question. If you do, like you asked the question, are you giving me the rundown? Like if you see my girl out, if y'all friends or whatever, we'll just put me. If I see her out, would you want to know that answer?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Would you? All right. So if you was in the opposite position, you see my girl out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you come back and tell me?
Hell yeah.
I would depend. I would ask you. So here's how I would play this.
I'm gonna come back.
This is about to be interesting.
I'm gonna throw that hypothetical out there.
Hey,
Yo, man, I had this homie, my nigga, and his girl was out there wilding. Like, you know, she wasn't slobbing the nigga down or nothing, but she was twerking and she was doing something strange for the, like, how you feel like you would respond to that? Like, you think I should tell him? Tom be like, man, nah, man, shit.
I shoot the shit out that nigga because I'm mad already.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, if y'all can see me right now, I'm holding the phone to one of my ears. And as soon as that nigga get a confirmation, you switch the phone to the top. We'll see about that, my nigga. Yeah, man. So, I see your girl out here, man. And
all right,
she wasn't looking too good.
Here's the deal. Because this happened to me when I was in high school. Now, granted, it's high school. But this is like my first in love out of my first piece of ass. You guys understand that, right?
I do.
Like, okay. And so, and I'm a senior. She's a year younger. So my
Translation, you was weak in the knee.
Very much so.
Yes.
My homeboy was like, "Yo, I was out at this dance, man. I saw your girl like
the motherfucking dance,
dry humping this dude on the dance floor." This is my homie. To this day, he's my homie.
Yeah.
The girl, we ain't even cool no more. Although we're attached. But we're not cool. Like, we stopped being cool for some other shit. Anyway, I didn't believe him. I didn't want to believe him.
So you believe that nigga, but you didn't want to believe him.
In my heart, I was like, I was crushed. Like, I was crushed. But I was like,
but you knew though.
Did you hit him with it? Nah, nigga, you lied.
I was like, oh, I went down the line. So what was she wearing? Where was she? You know what I mean? All that type of shit. And he was like, oh, I think it was her. She wore glasses. She was. He was unsure about. So I was like, man, I didn't want to believe it. Turned out it was true. Well, at least I believe it was true. She never copped to it, but I caught her cheating before. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when you, like, in today's terms, you got cell phones. Now, I don't have to do that. Now, when I'm close and I say, you know, to my homie here, to my right, I don't have to do that. Nothing has happened. So I'm like, all right, cool. But I did ask that question for a reason. Because I ain't going to be the one catching no, like, if something go down funky, I'm going to be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? And that's happened before. I'd be like, listen. Called my homeboy, was like, yo, all right, what's up? Like, don't tell me no bullshit, because I was friends with both. Then they came out, I was just like, all right, cool. Nah, I'm cool, because I don't want no shit coming to me.
Right.
I get cuffed in the face for no reason. And then, you know what I mean? Or he mad already, like, why didn't you tell me? Bruh, what the fuck you want me to say? I don't know every fucking thing.
But that's why you asked, though.
Yeah, and it goes back to that age old saying, like,
Don't check the pimp, check the hoe.
What's going on, man?
Ain't catching no phase for nothing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's for me that you always are friend. Where's your loyalty lie?
Right.
That's the biggest thing, because we not friend. Like, at the end of the day, we not friends. Like, with one of them.
Yeah.
Right. I'm willing to take that L, and for you to hate me forever, if it means loyalty to this other person, and it better be the person who was there first generally.
I don't want to lose my friendship and step in it. Like, my homeboy, and I go back to this because I can still feel it from when he told me that.
Damn, man, who hurt you?
He's trying to tell us.
Say her name.
Say her name.
Sorry. That's a real old fuck.
Never in the story.
That's a real old fucker. My bad.
Y'all don't know nothing about a trade. y'all don't know shit about a trade.
About bashing.
All
right, so
that's gonna be a new tag. Y'all don't know shit about a trade.
So to this day, I still feel bad as a friend for not believing him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because he had my back. He had no reason to lie. Nah, he was trying to fuck her. You know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, that bothers me because he had a great character, and he never did me wrong.
Yeah,
and it's not like he was like, all right, man, you know, you let it go. I was obviously upset. I never want to be in that position. I never want to be in that position.
But that's what I'm saying. You would have lost a friend off of not believing. What I'm saying is prime example. If you're friends with Wayne's wife,
mm-hmm.
right?
We're cool.
Okay, so you're cool, yeah. But you have a number, and y'all can go. I'll have. So that's what I'm saying. If some shit go down. And
I gotta find a nice way to tell him.
No. So shit go down though. Like, but it's still fuck her. I'm riding with you.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I'm saying is, and I actually had to learn that. Like, I tried to play two sides to the middle, and like, oh, but I understand. I understand his side, and they was like, no, you was disloyal, and I was like,
wait a motherfucking Kiki. Do you love me?
But I had that. I had that happen to me too. Yeah. So my homeboy comes down. It was when I was back home. Chick, they beefing. They from New York. They get there, beefing off rip. Now I like the young lady. She's mad cool. She, you know, she tries to treat him. He was in the zone. I ain't gonna front. He had the ladies, and he was just like, whatever. And she did some fuck shit, and she didn't tell me the whole story. So I was like, she come out. I get over there. She crying. I was like, yo. He kind of getting on. I took her for a ride around the block. She talked to me. Hour. Come back. He was like, yo, what she say? I tell her what happened. I'm getting on him. And I'm like, yo, chill out. You know, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
He dropped the bomb. He was like, oh, no, that ain't the whole thing. Because I'm trying to fix the shit.
Yeah.
Because she makes him happy. I know that she makes him happy. Man, he told me that shit. I was like, I'm going home.
She shot that nigga's dick.
I'm going home.
It was in and around a mouth.
Because I'm like, yo, I don't want to get in. And my homeboy, he ain't gonna swing off on me for trying to, you know, it's not like she was fucking with me or anything or something. I don't think she even cheated. It was just the fact that she lied about some shit. And I tried. He got mad because I was trying, like you said, you know what I mean, your loyalty's to me.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, that's true, man. But you ain't bringing down from New York to do this shit. And I was trying to be, this is what I'm trying to be, a reformed husband and shit. Reform, you know.
Anyway, see, no, we don't know.
Yeah, no, I was trying to be a good dude. So I'm like, all right, cool. So if I see something wrong, I'm going to try to fix it. That's just what I try to do. I'm big on relationships. I feel like I know everything. Or I feel like I at least get some direction without being emotionally attached.
Right.
I'm removed from the situation.
You're a facilitator.
I'm a facilitator.
See, the thing about that is you know.
I know now. Just
the relationships, man. And what happens is that, and this is with marriage, this is with single people, this is with friends. People make assumptions too often. Mm-hmm. They say, that's my dog. He's got my back. Oh, that's my homegirl. That's my bitch. She got my back.
True.
And then turn around and you be like,
disloyal, dog ass mother. You know what? I'm dropping cases on you.
You and you and you. And then they be mad because they like, well, no. But they approached it completely wrong, in my opinion, because people, I feel like, I like to, what's the saying from the Italian Job? It's not that I don't trust you, I don't trust the devil inside you. Yeah. It's like that. It's like, I don't put anything past anybody. However, if I vest my trust with you, that's it. I'm not going to go back and forth in my head about my trust with you.
Yeah.
Then I drive myself crazy. I'm not going to do that. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because now you trying to determine your trust for another person, which entail questions your own integrity as a person, and now you all fucked up.
Yeah.
You're walking in these streets like a junkie. You know what I mean? You're looking for the next hit. You're looking for somebody to tell you what's going on with you, and that's not going to happen.
But in the past, you also said that if you can't trust your you know, if you can't trust the decision you made,
right,
or your significant other, you made the wrong decision.
Of course. Of course.
But as time goes on, things change.
Yeah.
So how do you, for you personally, do you regroup and like check it? You know what I mean? Have a conversation with him, her, or both?
I think at some point in time, you have to get the logistics on what the particular situation is. Like you have to kind of feel around and say, well, you know, well, what's up with this? Well, how do you feel about this? Or is it something that we need to talk about? Or is it something that we haven't talked about enough? See, that's the caveat people like to leave out. Like, because they'll say, oh, we talked about it. But did we talk about it enough? Did we get a clear understanding about what the fuck we was talking about?
Or like, how long ago was it?
Right.
Shit changes.
Like, yeah, that was a year ago.
And that's why I say, always revisit. You know what I'm saying? When I say that's what I say, I wrote a book.
Yeah.
We'll get to it one day.
I didn't find out until, a few years ago. My wife was very adamant about telling me, well, you know, I really wanted a lot of kids. I was like, who told, why? Why you want that? Why do you want that? She's like, it's just what I wanted. And, you know, we talked about it. And I was like, we did. We talked about a lot of kids. She was like, we agreed on 4. And I was like, oh, we did?
When?
Where was that? I need receipts. As the lady said, I need receipts. And I was like, yeah, I don't recall that. I recall us talking about a large family, but your perception of large and my perception of large are two totally different things.
So keep it real with us.
Now,
Now,
y'all better get back to work.
We've come to a resolve. Like, two children are more than enough, and that's where we stand.
Wait, so you don't want to? I mean, Tony's a good name for a kid,
man. Man, I don't want no more children.
Shoot the club up.
Shoot the club up. No. But there's a lot of people out here that have preconceived notions about their relationships, whether it be a friendship or you with your spouse or your significant other. One of those major things is, and I hear this all too often, is how do you feel like our dynamic should go with our finances?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for instance, like, I had a conversation with a couple, mutual friends, and they were like, you know, as long as he paid a mortgage, we straight.
Cool.
Now,
mortgage, not like the other shit too.
Mortgage, like you covered him. Words verbatim. You the man. You supposed to take care of the mortgage.
Okay, but okay? You got the use.
But you got all the miscellaneous.
Right.
Like you got the utilities and anything else outside of that is semantics. We can kind of come to a middle ground on that. But you got the mortgage.
So it's all on me.
The mortgage is the on mortgage. You. That's you. It's got your name written all over that motherfucker.
But you not. She not on the deed then.
Oh, she on the deed, but she's saying you paying this
as
motherfucker.
As the man, you pay the mortgage.
As the I'll man, you pay the mortgage. Trash, right? Take care of the now, mortgage. There are 8 million memes right now on social media. You can open up social media right now on anybody's phone right now. There's a meme right now that says, if a man talking about some paying half of the rent or half of the mortgage, we roommates.
But you are.
Now, I also have friends who are very successful in a relationship. They do everything together. They live their lives together.
Yeah.
And I don't think the listeners, I want y'all to pay very close attention to what I'm about to say. When I say they live their life together, they are in my perspective, they are somewhat the epitome of what a true holistic relationship is. They respect each other's judgment on things. They move in unison with each other. They're not perfect, but they understand we're going to argue, but we're going to argue like this. We're going to carry ourselves like this, and we're going to move together to get our success like this, right?
Is that what you want?
It's not about what I want right now.
I was just curious.
I'm getting this man in trouble. Sorry.
Hold on. We're gonna get back. We're going to get to that. Thanks, man. To answer your question, I want something that is going to be cohesive for both of our happiness.
So, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, I will revisit that.
Okay.
But this particular couple, they don't necessarily have to say, well, you pay this, you pay. They pay everything together. Everything is potted. They have an account, and they put everything in that account, and they pay out of that account. Everything.
Now, do they have separate accounts as well?
I'm not entirely sure.
That's always an interesting dynamic. Again, we're dating. He's married. That's definitely a down-the-road type of thing, but it's a very important conversation on finance.
Like down the road, like you gonna get married?
I mean,
again, I know, but I've heard of that.
Again, right. I can.
I can do it.
There's a lot of stuff that I listen to about marriage, and hopefully we'll hit that topic of reason.
Yeah,
like your personal beliefs, and like we said on a different show, I don't know which one's gonna air first, but we said on a different show. A legal bond and contract aren't synonymous. All right. So, but anyway, going back to relationships and friendships, like, or friendships with your friends? How are we putting this?
Are you friends of your friends?
Right.
Is your spouse friends
with your friends?
With your friends.
All right. So, I got like all my friends. I don't have that many friends, but they're significant others. For the most part, I have their significant others numbers.
Right. You have a rapport with
them. I have a rapport with most of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that there's anybody in my life that I'm friends with that I don't have their significant others info. They'll reach out to me. Hey, like, and this has happened. This is before they got married, but I haven't talked to XYZ in a long time. It's been like 3 days. And to them, that's a long time. They were in a serious relationship. I was like, hang on. Let me find out what's up. So, you know what I mean? And at this time, I'm dating. I just happened to be shortly after dating one of her close friends. So that's how that worked out.
She was calling about her boyfriend?
She was calling about her boyfriend, which is my closest friend.
So how does that go down?
She just called and said, "Hey, Red, have you talked to Champ?" And I was just like,
"Oh, and yeah. Red is Tone's nickname."
Yes, just, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Hey, Red.
Yo, nigga, I just almost spit my word out, nigga. You sound like you from 1972.
Hey, Red.
Hey, Red.
So, but that's what they call me. And she says, "Hey, Red, I haven't heard from Champ. That's his nickname. You know what I mean? X, Y, Z." And I've just been having my number. And that's cool. I don't have a problem. And there have been other times where I'll call her and be like, "Hey, like if he's acting funny with me, I'll call her." In similar situations.
Yeah.
I'll say, "What the fuck is going on?"
So why wouldn't you call him?
I do. So
you can't get in contact
with him? No, I can get in contact with him, but if he's acting funny, I will call and say, "Hey, is everything okay?" That's my only question. Is everything
because
okay?
Because y'all have that rapport.
Because I don't give no disrespect to that, but I care about them as a unit. And if nobody reaches out, for example, and it's going off topic a little bit, I don't have outlets. There's nobody I call and say, "I'm having a problem." I don't have that anymore. It's been pulled back. Some people feel like, especially as men, that we can't talk because it's too, you know, we're too masculine. We shouldn't talk. I don't have a therapist. And that's by choice. I do have insurance to do that. I don't have friends that I feel close enough to, and I don't have women that I feel close enough to. I don't think that I should be vulnerable with women, and my friends, generally males, don't give a fuck. That's how I personally feel. In relationships, I know how tough it is to have a marriage.
Yo. I love you, bro.
Hey, man, thank you, man. I love you too, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
We can do that.
Just so you know that.
I know how difficult it can be.
I don't know.
So, just like we spoke on a different show, if you hate me for that, fine. And that's fine. Now, I don't want to step off too far, but that's as far as I'm willing to go that far to say, "Hey, man, to keep your relationship solid." You know, one of the particular relationships was the muse of me even writing my book. Mm. That's why I was just like, "I don't give a fuck. If you guys aren't good, I'll curse you both out. But if you stay together for that, I'm happy."
I guess, I mean, too, so bear in mind, we're a little bit older. Because I was about to, like, my other thought was, what if this nigga's out here doing some dog shit? Like, if somebody's
like
out there doing...
fucking your girl?
Not necessarily. Oh. No, like, as the home... For example, I'll take it back because this is long. It's long since...
I'm sorry.
You fuck me.
Like, this is your problem.
You don't fuck me.
Don't tell me. I'm going to get it. Go ahead. Keep going. Go ahead.
Hey, yo. Okay.
Because I know it. Because I'm like, yeah, we laugh.
Whoever knows, you fuck me, he's not going to get it.
I'm going to get this shit. Because I done synced it.
You don't know that for real?
Damn, God.
Listeners, if you can get that quote, we will provide something very special for you. We don't know what it is yet.
Hey, man, that shit sound like a lap dance, man.
I mean,
she need a lap dance. Yeah. No, so, damn, I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, shit. Oh,
God damn it. Shit.
The point that you were bearing
towards.
Oh,
so we were young.
Yes.
So when we were younger, I'm saying, like, when I was in college, right? So, I'm going to tell you how fucked up our small school was. At our school, we only had one line. But everybody had a phone, right? This was before cell phones was prominent. So, we had cell phones. We didn't have a tower. So, we got no service. I was in West Bumblefuck. Don't judge me. And so, we had landlines. But the landline was all on one system. So, if like two people were on the phone, you had busy signals. And we had no call waiting.
Oh, yeah.
So at the time, my homeboy, he was very much in love with this chick, but he was still out here fucking. So she would call.
We're going to have to address that.
I mean, it was 18, 19. Like,
yeah, we're still going to have
so
to address it.
So she would call and be like, "Hey, where's he at?" I was about to say his nigga's name. My bad. So she was like, where's he at? And I'd be like, "Oh, man, I think he might be at the library doing homework, or he's at the gym."
I ain't seen a nigga all day, man.
That's right.
Like, I don't know where he's at. So when he would come in, I would play like a lot of smart chicks do. "Yo, you talked to Shorty today. Like, I told her you was at the library and at the gym. Yo, good looking, my like, right?" But it was partly because, and I felt bad to a certain degree, but I was also like, "I don't know this motherfucker." I was like, "Shit, like, I'm just looking out for the homie."
I feel so bad. You got some homegirls?
So like, for me, it was one of those situations where, like, at at 1920, like, listen, it is what it is. He kept on saying he was going to marry this girl. I was like, mom, and again, my mom had told me from a very young age, like 15, like, yo, you shouldn't get married until you're 28. So I was like, oh, he still got time. Like, they're not married. Like, do your thing. Like, that was like my process.
Right.
But now at 27, 28, if you're telling me I want to marry this chick and he's out there
still doing dirt,
like, for you guys, do you cover why you giving him shit? Like, yo, get your shit fucking together. Or do you say, I'm not about to lie for you and, you know, let you fuck up this good relationship?
Got cold.
Hold on.
Now. The brother in me is going to be like, hey, bro, let me talk to you over here. I don't know what the fuck you got going on, but you need to goddamn get this shit in line, partner, because you talking about some, you want to be committed, but you ain't, you know what I mean? You need to get on your shit. You know what I mean? Like, what are you out here doing?
Yeah.
I'm not questioning your motives. I'm questioning your intent. Like, your intentions are to be committed, married, whatever, committed relationship, but you're not, your actions are not speaking to that. What's the problem? Talk to me. However, in the interim, I ain't seen you, ain't heard from you. You at work, you doing, hey, I'm, you know, hey, holler at me when you get this, because I need to talk to you. Somebody looking for you. You feel me? Okay, bro. Hey, have a good day.
Hey, God Tony. Bless you. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm just out here with my old lady.
I want my old lady.
Man, I'm hungry as shit. Right? So but that's my thing is because, again, you're married, right?
Right.
So you and your wife probably have pillow talk where you say, goddamn, you know, I was trying to think of a hood name. Tyrone, that's a go-to. Goddamn Tyrone out here tripping.
It's odd that you picked that name.
Oh, somebody better call Tyrone? Damn. I didn't mean to put it.
I'll tell y'all after the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Man, Tyrone had tripping and out here fucking around.
And Keisha, she don't even know about this shit. And I'm just like.
Keisha don't even know about Kiki.
Right.
So, with that situation, does your wife, because this is happening for a homie. My homie was like, because I'm a single friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, no, you cool, like. We can, you know, you can. No. You're allowed to hang out with my husband.
No,
like, he's cool. She doesn't start feeling like, nah, you need to chill on.
We're not. I'm not having that conversation with my wife.
So there's no pillow talk. You know,
not. There's no pillow talk about that.
Okay.
Because, okay. You know, I'm gonna give you guys a little secret here. Okay. The less that's said about certain things, the less accountability.
You know, your wife listens to the podcast, right?
Wait. What do you mean?
I mean that you shouldn't speak of things in third and fourth parties if you don't want to attach yourself to any of those. Because you never know when somebody might accidentally slip. I don't give a fuck what kind of pillow talk it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about relationships. It might be a family member I'm venting to my wife too about. And if I don't feel comfortable enough telling my wife about that, I'm not going to tell her. I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to hold it and process it with myself.
Didn't I just ask you, do you want to, that's why you said, wait a minute, you want to be one and move?
You do want to be one, but some things should go unsaid, especially other people's business. That's not my business.
Oh, you mean, okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about stuff that's going on with me and her. Yeah. We're going to talk about that shit till we blow in the face. I don't give a fuck if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Personally. Wake up. Stop trying to fall asleep. Now I get your ass some coffee. We got to get this shit out.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that as soon as somebody shares something with me, and they be like, oh, this ain't gonna be good. I am not laying down to my son, babe. No.
I don't feel comfortable. But you also asked, what do you do in the scenario? Do you tell your boy or your homegirl, whichever you're closest to? Wayne said, hey, let me talk to you for a minute. Your intent is to do. I got to know what the real intent is. Right. You know what I mean? Not the shit you say.
Right.
Not the shit you say. Like, I know you guys, like, for example, you and your wife. Yeah. I know you guys want to be married. So if you guys want to be married, my question would be, if in that scenario, if that were you all, what the fuck y'all doing?
Mm.
That's my start off question.
Right.
And that's why, you know, even on this show, hey, what are we trying to do? Because if what are we trying to do, we need to have a path to get there. And if you don't have a path to get, or you've gone off path, like you started off with the show saying, well, when was the last time you talked about moving in this direction?
Right.
Has it changed? So that's what I want to know. If it's you know, uncertainty, I'm going to address it. I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? You guys should talk about this. I'm not going to try to coach. I'm just going to try to get you back on path of where you guys need to be, because that's, I don't want to know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's none of my business, for real. I do want to know if there's going to be any violence, because I don't want somebody getting hurt and I don't want to lose my friends.
Hey, man, don't put your hands on them, man.
Yeah, right, man.
And I tell women the same thing. Like, I slapped that nigga. Okay, expect to get your ass slapped right back.
Man,
that's a different conversation that we actually do.
No, I'm just saying. I'm the same way. Like, yo, in a heated argument, not everybody's going to be me. Now, I've had this conversation with an ex.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to be me. You get one chance with me, I'm going to tell you, don't hit me again. If you hit me again, I'm probably cuff you. That's just dead ass serious.
Oh, yeah. So, in a relationship
is over. But the relationship is over, even though I stayed a little bit and I didn't have to. Mm. But I always tell him, be careful, because not every guy's going to handle himself like I do, and he may hurt you. And now I feel like I got to deal with it. You know what I mean? With these particular scenarios, I have children with these women. But in a situation, you don't want to step on any toes, but I don't want them to get further away from happiness. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that both of you guys are going on a deeper level, which we totally veered from
bring us back. Oh, that's true.
No, because it's not necessarily.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about married, more committed relationship do's and don'ts, which is not a bad thing. What I'm saying is what I realized is like, again, I don't want friends. I don't know if you and I had that conversation, because friends don't want to rock the boat, right? And I was listening to a gentleman in an interview. He was like, friends don't want to rock the boat. I was like, I need soulmate, soul partners, because they want to flip that motherfucker over so that you can realize, like, yo, you can swim. And I only mean that in the spaces of, especially if I have a friend and I'm like, yo, I want to be the best husband that I can be, or the best, you know, partner that I can be in a committed relationship, because this chick is my best friend, then I want them to hold me accountable to that. Because, like, I listened to David Beckham and his wife,
Victoria
Beckham, and they were interviewing, you know, David Beckham. He's like, man, you're this attractive dude. Like, I'm sure women are throwing themselves at you and all these other different types of things. He's like, you never considered cheating on your wife? And he was like, no. And they were like, well, why? Which was a fucked up question.
Did they really ask why?
Yeah.
They were like, why? Because this is like a meme or something. Yeah,
it's always been. I mean, look at the nigga.
Yeah, but he said, what he said was extremely profound, in that he was like, yo, Victoria's my best friend. And why would I ever want to hurt my best friend?
Mm.
And so my thing was, and that's just one small sex, right? He could be hurting her in a plethora of other ways.
But right.
What that spoke to something larger for me was, yo, this is my homie. Mm-hmm. And sex may wane, like, no pun intended. But the friendship is never going to dissipate, because something new to learn about my partner, all these other different types of things. So again, even in those friendships, because those friendships are changing. Friendships, like, you know, when Why Did I Get Married come out, aside from being a Tyler Perry movie, we love you, Tyler Perry. But, like, again, some of your movies were trash. I say that with love.
We have suggestions.
I'm going to
remain silent on this.
But in those spaces, you saw four different situations going on where, you know, a couple lost their child.
Right.
Like, how do you support that? And how do you lift those people up in those trying times, especially when you had that lady being a psychiatrist,
right,
who knew how to then, like, shroud her feelings and
suppress
all those different types of things, right? And then when they get a divorce, you just like the kids, like, who do I spend my time with,
right?
And so my thing is especially as we get older in committed relationships, that's why I was saying, like, for me, I need to know my partner's friends, because now it's, yo, let's go on a skiing trip. Now it's Christmases, Thanksgivings. We're spending time in these circles. And I don't need to be necessarily deeply ingratiated with you, but I need to understand, like, yo, this is how they move. Because there's going to be certain things that may pop up, like a shorty that I am very, that I care for a lot, but we're not together. We had a conversation, and some shit happened with her family, like with the family member. And I was up in arms, but she's not local. And so it was like,
what can I do?
Well, and she wasn't asking me to do something, but I felt a way.
Of course.
Right? And so I kept on thinking, like, yo, if that was just a homie, I would have felt a way. And if that was somebody else that she was hanging out with, because now the conversation starts happening into the space where I'm like, yo, you shouldn't be hanging out with that person. Because that they're toxic.
Right.
But we know each other, it don't matter. They're toxic. And they're draining you. So then it becomes, don't kill the messenger, nigga.
Right. Right.
Like, I'm just trying to tell you what I'm seeing from the outside looking in, and vice versa with the young lady.
When do you determine when you give that advice?
It depends on how much we trust each other. Like, I have to, any chick that I'm with, I need to be able to trust implicitly. And I say that meaning this. That's not to say that she's not going to lie. That's not to say that she's not going to be deceptive, because women can be deceptive and men can be, but women are better at being deceptive by omission. We'll leave that out. You didn't ask, so I didn't tell you, right? But I need to be able to.
We weren't talking about that, so I didn't feel the need to bring it up.
Right? So I'm like, at this point, I need to be able to trust you to see certain things, and trust you to voice that. Because that's like you see me going off a cliff, and you just was like,
hey, man, I thought you
saw. So you don't care about me.
Right.
Like, I would rather you have said that, and then we'd be like, damn, I was being hard-headed.
So it sounds like what you're saying, and I think, Tony, you actually made mention to this in your book, is that you have to trust people to be who they are.
Yeah, and authentically.
And, right, and there it shouldn't waver.
No.
That shouldn't waver. If I have to question the integrity of your persona, that means something went awry a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, I put myself in a situation, and I, to your point, I feel like we put ourselves in situations where we want to do certain things, and that's why I kind of asked you that question. Like, how do you, when you're in a relationship like that, whether it be a friendship or an intimate relationship with someone, how do you determine those things? Because sometimes it puts a stress on you as a person trying to play that ping pong game with, I don't know if I should do this, or should I do this, or you're trying to anticipate what their next move will be after I have shared this particular thought or emotion with them. So then it becomes a game of chicken. Like, you're like, well, go with my gut feeling, or I'm going to play the super friend role? But it's funny that you said that earlier about how you want to identify your soul partners and soulmates, because I feel like you wouldn't have to do that as much because you know you're completely vested.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, because you're talking about two different things from what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Right? A friendship and then me being in a relationship with somebody, because, like, in a romantic relationship space, because the intimacy is going to be different. I'm intimate with male friends that's not sexually intimate.
Right.
Like, we've, you know, voiced very vulnerable moments with one another, and then you add that on to a sexual engagement and connection that you're having and you're sharing with somebody, that's very different, right? It's similar, but it's very, very different. And so if I'm dealing with a woman and we've been sexually intimate and there's that trust factor there, yes, I have to trust you to authentically be you. So number one, I have to trust you to be the quiet person, right? If that's just who you are. And I know that I need to ask you, like, yo, what do you think about this? And then I have to trust that you trust me enough to be vulnerable with being honest. Because what may happen in that space is, because you're quiet, because you're introspective, because you're observant, you may say something that I never considered, and that could completely throw something off. And if I'm a very quick to react type of person, which I can be, I may then be like, what you mean? And she may jump back and be like, oh, okay, well, I'm not doing that.
Right. Right.
So I have to then, she has to be okay with that. Versus my friends, like, at the end of the day, it's just going to be a different dynamic. Like, look, nigga, this is what I did. This is what it was and whatever. I don't ever want to play chicken with the person that I'm with. I want to be able to tactfully say, this is what I'm dealing with. This is where I am. This is what I'm not happy with. Anyone who's talking, this is the situation that my homie's in. And for her to, and again, I'm spoiled. So the type of women that I've been around know how to hear that, listen to it, and then respond accordingly. Like, look, that's fine, but here's what, here's the trajectory that you're on. Here's where you're trying to go. Is that beneficial? It's not. I mean, you do what you want to do. You know, you're a grown man. Just know that if you continue down this path with this person, that could adversely affect our relationship as well.
Yes.
What would be some key ways to approach successful relationships, whether it be a friendship, partnership, spouse,
mm-hmm.
you know, however you would look at engaging a relationship for both of y'all? What are successful key factors of approaching a successful relationship?
I believe it's communication, and that's how you build off of everything else. That's your foundation. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to build off of.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you open up and you're able to communicate without feeling, you know, like Mike was saying earlier, without feeling hesitant on opening up, then you can build off of that. Now I can trust that you're going to tell me the hardest, dirt doggest of the, you know, the nicest, sweet thing. I can trust everything you say. So once I do that, well, you know, within reason, I can just trust you. So when you do that and you befriend and you just act accordingly, just try to get everything out to where you're acting as comfortable as possible without being a hesitant fake or, you know what I'm saying, like a recluse.
Mm.
That's just where I would go. And try to get as comfortable as possible in any aspect. If you do that across boards, I think that's a great start.
I mean, mine is compounded on that and then kind of similar is vulnerability. I think that we are so afraid to be vulnerable just in life. Like, you know, it was 6 years ago, I had depression issues. Like, now I know that I'm dealing with depression.
Right.
Right? Like, it's going to be an ongoing, lifelong battle that I'm going to be fighting with for the rest of my life. Like, that's going to be a part of my hero's journey is, you know, man against nature, man against, you know, another opponent or an adversary, and then man against himself.
No man versus food?
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Oh man. But again, mine is gonna be man's battle with self, like feelings of inadequacy, feelings of shame, it's funny, me and my mother had this conversation and it's like, yo, you start putting that stuff out into the forefront, it gives people liberation in order to say, man, yo, you deal with that too? Man, I'm dealing with that too. So then it's like, if I can't do that with my spouse, right, then that becomes a problem. But what can end up happening is I can't do that with my spouse, so I then reach out to my friends, and my spouse says, well, why didn't you talk to me about that? Bitch, because I can't. Every time I talk to you about that, is you need to get your shit together, you feeling sorry for yourself, whatever, whatever. Instead of stepping into your bag of listening and saying, okay, what are you really saying?
That's one of my biggest fears.
What?
That. Being able to convey a message to someone and trust the fact that they can receive it in a proper way. Not that they will receive it how I want them to, but be able to communicate with me about the thought that I'm having.
Mm.
Because sometimes I'm so vulnerable as a person that for things that I've internalized for years,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then I get to a point where I want to share with someone and now I'm kind of like, fuck, this was lackluster. Like, I shouldn't have done this.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary to me.
Yeah.
Because now I've shared a piece of you that I've been holding on to for so long and now I don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have that. Now I trusted you enough to share that with you and now I'm kind of like, damn, like, how is this going to go now?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of gave you a piece of me.
Yeah.
And I trusted you with it, and now I'm kind of like,
Yeah, you question it.
And that's the thing, too, about trust. So, I was dating a young lady at one point, and I was like, I don't trust you. Right?
I don't know why we giggle with that. You should have seen his expression, guys.
Because, like,
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you. Yeah. Right? But we were on the outs. Oh. Right? But she was like, I said, it's not that I don't trust you to cheat, like that you're going to cheat on me or that you're going to be, you know, unfaithful. I don't trust you to open up to me.
Mm. Mm.
And that's worse. That's worse than you cheating on me.
Because I never know.
You may be someplace else, eons away, cheating with somebody else in your mind and be like, yo, I'm just with him for whatever. And there's no way for me to fix it. Men are fixers.
That's what makes me afraid of relationships today. Speaking of another podcast from before.
Yeah, like, we're fixers.
Yeah.
So we want to fix, but we have no awareness. We have no knowledge of and no awareness because you're going to keep all those things bottled up. Now, again, women have they're justified to a certain degree because they're like, yeah, but I don't know that I can trust you to even speak to this.
What are we doing? It goes back to what are we doing?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we're trying to get to a certain place and we've gone through all the time and spent this much energy, and even if you cross the lines of intimacy.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, going back to the beginning of the podcast, if you don't revisit what you're trying to accomplish, then it's kind of like wasted energy. It's wasted life. That's also scary to me. Like, oh, you wake up one day and then she come to you and be like, oh, you know, I thought I could do this and I'm not. I can't.
But I think it's also too, like, again, because what happens then, because again, you're married, you've been married. What about those elements of shame? Like, with friend, like, even within your relationships that you may have talked to your friends about, because this happens with a lot of women, right? Because the feminine is communal. It allows for these conversations and these spaces for vulnerability. But that don't mean the dude has an awareness of it. Mm-hmm, and vice versa, the dudes don't do that. So, again, we know that 1 in 5 women in America is going to be experiencing sexual traumas. Well, we may not know that. But listeners, 1 in 5 women, I believe, is going to experience a sexual trauma. In the African-American community, the melanated community, that goes down to 1 in 4. So, 1 out of every 4 women has dealt with either sexual assault, rape, molestation, any one of those different types of things. Now, she may have talked to her therapist, she may have talked to her friends, she may have talked to these different types of people, right? But she hasn't talked to you. And there are triggers that are going to create things, and you have no awareness of that because she did not trust you, partly because historically that trust led to a violation.
Right.
Right? So in that same space, it becomes one of those questions, and again, vice versa. We don't know the numbers for men because most men don't report those things due to the social
to the shame,
right?
That you were speaking to directly.
So it becomes one of these things where it's like, yo, can you share shame with the people that you care about?
I think that's how you get the vulnerability aspect. That's how you build that trust. That's how you build that, I hate to say, but comfort.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all it is at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Not to cut you off, but if your comfortability level has to be there in order for you to be put in a vulnerable state.
But see, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You got to be comfortable being uncomfortable at that point. And that's
fine.
I don't think I'm ever going to be uncomfortable. I just take a leap. I put it out there like my fucking doctor. Like, sweetie, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give, like you guys said earlier, I'm trying to give you my word. I got to be about my word in order to get some out of it.
Yeah, but it's still scary.
Yeah. And we're
going off topic. I won't take too much time, but this is I'll share this story because it was a perfect segue to what you just said. So, I'm type 2 diabetic. Mm. I got diagnosed when I was 20. At the time that I was 20, it was still considered a juvenile case, right? So my doctor, Jewish guy from New York, super fucking cool. He literally, they did blood work, and I'm sitting in there, and I'm shook. I'm like, damn, what they about to tell me? He walks right in and say, hey, you got diabetes. It's okay, though. It's all right. We're going to get you right, okay? I mean,
If you want to.
If you want
to. If you want to. Okay. And I was like, wow. He was like, you know, if you can manage this. You're still young enough. Got a long life to live. You know, because depending on when you get diagnosed with diabetes or how you look at your disease, it can be terminal. Yeah. So to him, he was just like, listen, we just want to put this shit out here so we can come to a resolve. Mm. That's how I started to look at a lot of situations. Let me just put it out there. And then let's come to a resolve. Because at some point in time, if I don't put it out there, mm-hmm. directly speaking to those horrifying statistics,
yeah,
and the ones that we don't even know about me,
yeah.
and directly speaking to what you're saying about comfortability and taking those leaps, it's very hard to position yourself to be vulnerable and comfortable on both aspects. So
I don't do it no more.
Don't do it no more.
But see, that's what I'm saying is, again, now, historically, because see, that's the interesting thing about our biology and our evolution as human beings, right? We know that psychologically, in order to survive during evolution, we had to adapt. Mm-hmm. So, bad thing happens. They made a great example. I forgot what I was listening to. They were like, you hear rustling in the bushes. Now, if you're a baby, baby's mind is curious. Mm-hmm. So, it's going to go towards that rustle in the bushes. Because it has no concept of
danger.
Right. It really doesn't. It's impervious to that, right? SAT word. And so, so at that point, it is just it's a bunny rabbit, right? So it's like a bunny rabbit. Oh, so the next time he's going to go to that rustling in the bushes because he or she had a good experience. But if it's a lion or it's a dog and it bites and they survive, right? Because the reality of it is they could die, then they know that the rustling of the bushes is danger. Don't ever go over there.
Right.
So if, again, you were with men at a young age and you were violated, where you had no say-so and you were shamed, you were told to stay secret, then I'm going to safeguard myself in that same space. Now, again, she may release that information to a friend because, again, we're getting older. So now the conversation isn't so much about cheating. Like, we're not real housewives or whatever, or basketball, or loving hip-hop, or any of that stuff. Like, reality is, yo, this chick got a gambling problem, she got a drinking problem, she got a drug problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's other real shit happening here, right? She does not know how to manage her money, and she is running you guys into the red. Like, and again, do I feel vulnerable enough as the woman or the man to, because she's told her friends that. Her friends saw the bags. Right. They store in the bags.
Right.
Right? Like,
girl, I'm going to keep it at my house. Don't worry about it.
Just keep it over here. So you're enabling.
Yep.
But you, like, at some point, like, girl, you know he's working 3 jobs.
Mm.
Right? And he doesn't understand why you guys can't get out from under this. Because, again, men are very process-oriented.
Yes.
So we're not looking for any other thing. So in that space, if she comes in and she says, yo, your wife or your girl is financially cheating on you. What the fuck that mean? Yo, she is spending y'all's money on material items. That money that you needed for your kids, that money that you needed for you guys to pay down debt, she is actually accruing more debt because she's spending money on your joint credit card. So then it's like, all right, now I gotta kill this girl, right? In your mind,
we're not promoting violence or murder.
That's kind of what I was thinking. As you were telling that story, I was like, I should shoot her in the kneecap.
What I'm gonna do with a dead body?
But in reality, it's like, okay, where did that come from?
Right.
Right. So now, are you safe enough? And do we have friends that can create that intervention? So it is creating those safe spaces. I mean, we were supposed to be talking about the do's and the don'ts, but it actually went into something a lot deeper. And I think that's the conversation that we have to continue to have. I think we'll readdress the dating do's and don'ts.
Yeah, because a lot of y'all doing some shit y'all don't need to be doing while you're dating.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think we covered a lot of great points, so I don't think we really need to do our all man points because we just had some great, that last 20 minutes. If you guys were listening, that was some powerful shit. But again, man, we want your feedback. We want you guys
to connect with us. Let us know how we're doing. If you hate it, if you like it, if you love it, just reach out to the email or via social media, which is All Odd Man Podcast. The email is awemanpodcast@gmail.com.
I just got a challenge for everybody. For people that you say you love, friend and romantic partner, and or romantic partner, I'm challenging everybody to be vulnerable this week. Reach out to somebody that you say that you care about and get them some insight into you so that they can, and again, with the understanding that they are either going to protect it or exploit it.
Give me that challenge one more time, bro.
I want everybody to be vulnerable, whether it's with somebody that you love or somebody that you are loving, to be vulnerable with them. Give them insight and access to you in a different type of way. And understand, that may allow for protection or exploitation. But we need to get into a space of actually actively having conversations that allow us to connect with somebody. Start out with the, hey, number one, just wanted to let you know that I love you. Because we don't hear that enough anyway. And then, yo, do you mind if I talk to you about something? Because we need to get into that practice of not sitting down and having these deep introspective conversations after an altercation or right. argument or right. a debate or any one of these different types of things. But to say, yo, I'm hurting or I'm scared or I feel unfulfilled in these spaces, because it may not have anything to do with the partner, but I can't support what I don't know as a friend and as a lover. So I would challenge you guys to do that. You don't have to give us the details, but we would love to hear what happens or what transpires after you do that for that.
Great.
Cool. Awesome.
Great. Wonderful. Yeah, great and loving, man. Like, can't beat that. And if you have anything negative to say about that, go fuck yourself. yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know,
man. Oh, man.
That's just downright blessing, man. That's cool. Thank you. This has been the All Man Podcast. I'm Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew, the brand.
And Wayne, not to be confused with Weezy. We're out.